Well, Mr. Brady, happy Labor Day. It's almost time for Congress to go back to session, and now they're going to be talking a lot about what happened with Mariner.
Unfortunately, the Mariner incident coming on the heels of the BP is another excuse, I think, for the anti-energy crowd to try to block exploration in the Gulf of Mexico. The two aren't related. Mariner was an industrial accident, and in stark contrast to the 40,000 wells that have been drilled safely in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's a novel idea for Washington. Why doesn't Congress actually find out what went wrong in both before they start condemning an entire industry and their workers to the unemployment line?
This Labor Day Monday, a lot of those workers are off, and they are worried that they may be off a lot longer than they want to be.
As the economy stalls, there's not much to celebrate this Labor Day. Americans looking for jobs were disappointed again, as the new jobless numbers show that we lost 54,000 jobs. The unemployment rate went up to 9.6%. What's troubling is more than a million Americans have given up looking for work in the last few months, and almost half of the nation's unemployed have been out of work for almost half a year. Those are bad situations. And economists believe we'll have very, very slow growth this year next.
Mr. Brady, the situation has obviously continued to get worse, not better. So what should this government be doing to try and get things back on track?
When it comes to the economy, enough's enough. The president needs to quit blaming everyone else on earth for his failed recovery and start fresh. Change his economic team, change his economic policies, and stop trying to tax and spend our way back to prosperity. I mean, this is the 14th month, supposedly, since the recession ended. We actually have higher unemployment. We've lost over 300,000 more payroll jobs than 14 months ago. So clearly, the economy's going the wrong direction, and what he's doing has failed to work.
Should we be worried that another recession is coming? We're hearing from business leaders that they have those concerns.
Economists are starting to increase their possibility of a double-dip recession. And a new survey of supply managers, almost a third of them, believe that our economy could move back into recession next year. I hope that doesn't happen. I think there's another pathway. If we gain control of the House, we're going to act forcefully to reassure consumers that we're going to get the financial books of this nation in order, and we're going to reassure businesses that they won't see higher taxes, higher energy costs, higher healthcare costs, all of which have slowed this recovery. The American people deserve better from Washington. There's a better way.
Well, Mr. Brady, Arizona just seems to be in the sights of the Obama administration. They were told they were going to get some new National Guard troops on the border. Is 30 enough?
This is outrageous. Arizona, which has seen violent crime spiking in their state because of the border, asked for 3,000 National Guard troops. The White House gave them 30, which is just an insult. And then the same week the president declares an end to the war in Iraq, apparently they've declared a war on Arizona. They filed a third lawsuit against the state, in this case against a local sheriff, Joe Arpaio, who's a strong defender against illegal immigration in Arizona. The Department of Justice filed a complaint, even though another federal agency, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, had already looked at the claims and said that Joe Arpaio, the sheriff, was well within his rights and following the law. The attorney general also filed a frivolous suit against a community college, which barely has any merit whatsoever. So I guess my question is, when is the federal government going to stop suing and fighting local states and start working with them? Fighting illegal immigration is a federal government's responsibility, and they're not doing their job. In fact, they're making it harder for others to do their job. This has really gotten to a ridiculous point.
This Labor Day weekend, Earl taught us a big lesson down here on the Gulf Coast. He may be far away, but he's reminded us we are still in hurricane season.
Well, here in Hurricane Alley in Southeast Texas, I think we all got sort of knot in our stomach as we watch the news reports about Hurricane Earl, because we know what damage can be done if it heads our way again. It reminds us we all need to be prepared. Having 3 days of food, medicine, clothing, supplies on hand to get your family through this is still critical, because government help, I don't care where it comes from, is just too slow. You have to rely upon yourself. A good example of that, here it is years after Hurricane Ike, and now the federal government's deadline on using recovery funds will end in September, which cuts off that money. Truth is, the federal government was so slow and getting this money out, and they changed the formula. They rejected what local communities needed to recover and told them, no, use it this way. We know what's best. Now they're running out of time to use it. I've worked through RITA. I've worked through IAC. This is the worst federal response to a recovery that I've yet experienced.